Welcome into After Hours with Black and Abdallah. Like and subscribe to the page. Today on the podcast, Abdallah, let's do this. Here's the deal. Black and Abdallah, mock draft 1.0.
1.0.
It's our first mock draft. We're a week out from the NFL draft. We're going to go through the top 10 picks, and we're going to come up with who we would take as the selection if we were the GMs of these teams, okay?
Okay.
Here's the only caveat I would add to this. Picks 1 through 10, we're going to go 1 through 10. Picks 10 through 15 are eligible to trade up.
Ooh.
Okay? So, like, we are going to pick for the teams.
Okay.
But if you see someone that's picks 10 through 15 and you want to move up,
all right,
we can discuss that moving up. Because there's a couple options there.
Yeah, there are.
May move up for a quarterback. Starting with the first pick. We go to Caleb Williams, number one, to the Chicago Bears. Is there any debate between us if we're picking for the Bears? Are we even considering Jaden Daniels or Drake May or anyone else with the number one pick?
Or the Hall, or trading and getting a Hall of picks. No, Caleb Williams selected. Turn in the card. Here you go. Here you go. Caleb Williams.
Okay, done. So it's easy. So done. Caleb Williams, number one pick. That's the easy part, done. Right? All right, second pick, the Washington Commanders. Where do we go there? I would suggest we look at Drake May.
If that's what I'm the Commanders, I'm taking Drake May. I like Jaden Daniels. I'm not trying to take away anything from Jaden Daniels. I just think that the frame, the fact that Drake May, I think he's going to be better quicker, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm going Drake May.
A quicker timeline.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go Drake May. Drake May.
You know, the thing that would scare me about the Jaden Daniels would be the concept of, will the body type hold up for an extended period of time?
Yeah.
I think it's very, very possible that both players are very good. I think that Drake May's durability is something I would have more faith in. Just because if you're a quarterback that wants to run, we know that that never lasts throughout league history.
We saw it here.
I mean, Cam Newton had a great run.
Yeah.
Took a team to the Super Bowl, won an MVP. Mm-hmm. He eventually broke down. And he was a big dude.
Yeah.
He was thick.
Thick man.
Jaden Daniels is not. Right? So that's what I would be concerned about. I paused there to let people think about
man.
It. But Jaden Daniels is not a thicker built quarterback.
Yeah.
And that would worry me because when he escapes from the pocket, he seems to want to leave and run and not throw with his arm. So I agree with you. Commanders, I would suggest putting in Drake May.
Drake May. Card is in.
All right. Drake May with the second pick. So third overall. We go to the Patriots, New England with the third pick. Now this is where it gets interesting. Do we just assume that Jaden Daniels is the third best prospect, or do we look elsewhere? There's a really good wide receiver on the board. There's also other quarterbacks. Do we look at J.J. McCarthy? Do we look at Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr.? What would we do with the third pick for the Commanders?
They still need a quarterback. I still think the best quarterback on the board is Jaden Daniels. So for the New England Patriots, I would select Jaden Daniels. Yes, I would. Because who's going to throw, if you take Marvin Harrison Jr., who's going to throw to him? The only pick that to me that would make sense is you either trade back a couple spots or you take Joe Alt there. You take a guy that's going to be your tackle for the next decade and a half, and you take Joe Alt there because you can't go wrong building up your offensive line, right? So to me, it's Jaden Daniels or Joe Alt or trade back. And I think I go with Jaden Daniels if I'm the Patriots.
Okay, and New England last week said that they're open for business.
Yeah.
Would we be open for business? You're getting the third best quarterback. Is that something, if we were running the Patriots, so that's something we would have to consider, is that we should be open for business and maybe don't reach and take the third best quarterback. Like you said, Joe Walt, other players.
Okay.
Like, is this a spot where we look to Minnesota at 11, Denver at 12, the Raiders at 13, the Saints at 14, and we sniff around and see, does anyone want to jump to 3?
Okay, hold on. Take out my phone here. Hold on.
You're taking out your phone.
Beep, okay. Bop, boop, bop, boop, beep. Hello?
Yep.
You're supposed to be the other team.
Oh.
You're supposed to be the Patriots.
Hello, how are you?
You're the Patriots?
Hello.
That's the Patriots?
Yeah, that's Robert Kraft.
That's Robert
Kraft.
That's
my Bob Kraft.
Hi.
Isn't that a good Bob Kraft?
Hello. It's the Vikings.
No, thank you.
I'm going to offer you 11, and I believe 23. And next year's first. To move up to number three.
I'm picturing Bob Kraft as some like kind of combination of a hobbit and Yoda.
Okay. Trade up, you seek.
Brady.
So would you do, is that enough?
Okay.
So next year's first.
And there are two first round picks
and,
this
and
season.
And a pick swap, and then you get the 23rd pick.
Boy.
So two firsts to move up. What is that? That's eight spots?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I would have to consider it if I'm the Patriots, just because how solidified are we that Jaden Daniels is going to be a star?
I don't know.
If in our war room we say he's not, then you trade back, right?
But who's your quarterback then? That's the problem.
Well, you're going to have to draft the quarterback somewhere else. You could use the Minnesota pick at 11 and take Penix.
You could take Penix. You could take Bo Nix. Yeah. I still – see, this is the problem now of getting into what I think they'll do versus what I would do.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to go – what would we do? I think it's just Jaden Daniels.
So we rip the Band-Aid off and we go for roll the dice?
Jaden Daniels, yeah.
It's a lot of
picks. He's got to be better than Mac Jones.
Yeah, I agree with that. He will be. I think he will be.
Then Jaden Daniels is.
Jaden Daniels is the pick for the Patriots at three. We move on to four, the Arizona Cardinals. What do we do with the Cardinals? Now, a little bit about the same type of conversation. Do we move back from four, or do we take the best player on the board, which is Marvin Harrison Jr., and we pair him with a young quarterback who needs some talent on that offense with Kyler Murray?
Beep, bop, bop, boop, bop, boop, beep.
Oh, we're gonna do this for every
hello
pick. Hey, what's up?
Who's this?
Smooth Cardinals GM.
Smooth Cardinals GM. Okay,
what's going on?
This is Smooth Vikings GM. I'm gonna give you 11 23 and next year's first, same offer, to move up. I think the Cardinals take it. I think the Cardinals take that because I think that this year's draft, we've talked to many people. You can check out the videos below.
Yeah.
That this is a very deep wide receiver draft. And even though you don't get Marvin Harrison Jr., and you're probably going to miss out on Malik Nabers, and you're probably going to miss out on Roma Dunze, there's still a ton of talent down at 11, down at 23, next year's first. I think if you call me with that, I'm the Vikings. I'm moving up. And I think the Cardinals would accept that. I'm taking J.J. McCarthy.
Okay, so I'm with you. If you're the Cardinals, you can get a great player at 11.
Yeah.
So take the capital, take more. Your team kind of sucks anyway.
Yes.
You know, you're 4-13 last year. You need more picks.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Arizona, if we're running the Cardinals, I'm moving out of the fourth pick.
All right.
So let's make that
trade.
We're going to send that trade in. It's Minnesota moving up to four.
To take
Minnesota's on the clock. We're now the Minnesota GM situation. And J.J. McCarthy is the quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't feel great about this.
Yeah. He's got very good intangibles.
Yeah. I think what's going to be interesting here is Vikings fans had a quarterback who was that guy.
But that's the thing.
So now you're trying to replace him with a lower priced
Yes.
Kirk Cousins.
Exactly.
But the ceiling isn't ever going to be there. I don't think McCarthy's ever going to be a top-end quarterback from this class.
Okay, but this goes back into the debate. Was Kirk Cousins good because he's Kirk Cousins, or was Kirk Cousins good because he had Jordan Addison and Justin Jefferson last year?
Well, he's been good years before.
I understand that, but he's had Justin Jefferson for a lot of years.
To be fair to Vikings fans, 7 weeks through the season, Kirk Cousins was in the MVP conversation.
Yes, he was.
He was having a great season before he got hurt.
I think that the ceiling, like the max that J.J.'s McCarthy is going to be is Kirk Cousins. And so if that's what you think, then you take him. That's what you do.
I also think, even though it's an extreme move to move up to that spot,
yeah.
It does feel like a safe pick.
Yeah. Oh,
like taking McCarthy seems like a safe pick.
Yeah.
Personally, I think Michael Penix Jr. is the better quarterback.
Yeah, but he's got no knees. He does have knees. He actually has knees.
But I think he's the better passer of the football.
Yeah, of course he is.
I think he's going to be the better player.
He might be. But the safer pick is J.J. McCarthy.
All right, let's put in McCarthy. I really would look into Penix.
Okay.
J.J. McCarthy is the pick. All right, we go to the fifth selection, the L.A. Chargers. Are we staying as the Chargers at this spot? Five. Four yes. quarterbacks have gone off the board. You get the best yes. player of this draft, and you can slot him in right there with Herbert.
Yes. I think you take...
Your run to the podium?
You take... You keep the pick. No one's trading up for it. But the question is, Jim Harbaugh...
You want some beef?
Does he want some beef up front? Does he want Joe Alt to protect Herbert, or does he want the flash? Does he want the pizzazz? He doesn't seem like a flash and pizzazz guy. He's a khakis and whole milk kind of guy.
He is, but he coached in the Big Ten against Marvin Harrison Jr.
I know.
He knows the skill level there.
He does. He does.
I also kind of feel the Chargers letting Keenan Allen leave.
Yeah, that's fair. They
needs
they
a replacement.
Need. Okay.
And their pick at wide receiver last year didn't quite turn out the way they thought.
That's fair.
I think you run in, you take the pick, you don't. This is one of those like NFL teams, don't be stupid. Marvin Harrison Jr. Yeah. coming into the draft process outside of quarterback.
He was the best wide receiver in the draft last year and he wasn't eligible.
Yeah. I think you take him and you pair Herbert with Harrison.
Yes.
Boom.
Yes.
You're set up.
Agreed.
All right. Marvin Harrison Jr. goes at five.
Yes.
The New York Giants are picking at six.
They run to the podium with Joe Alt.
Really?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
No help on the defensive side?
No, Joe Alt.
And you're happy with your quarterback situation?
Not happy at all, but I'll deal with that. There's no quarter. I'm not taking Penix sixth. I'm sorry. I'm not.
Well, you can move out. Do you want to offer something to the Broncos, to the Raiders? A lot of reports about the Raiders sniffing around Penix.
Yeah, but the Raiders could get Penix at 13.
I agree with that.
So, no.
No, you're right. This feels like
Joe Alt.
Be smart.
Yeah.
Just steady, smart.
Take a guy.
All right.
Joe Alt.
All right. New York Giants select Joe Alt.
Okay.
Seven, the Tennessee Titans. What do we do with the Titans? Run into the Titans. We have Will Levis. What do we do? Do we get him a weapon? Do we get a defensive player to help out this defense? There, you get the best defensive player on the board still. Dallas Turner's there.
Yeah.
You could also look at Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
You could maybe trade back because I'm sure there's a quarterback that still could go.
Yeah.
What would you like to do here?
I think they take Malik Nabers. I would take Malik Nabers here. I think this is where you help out Will Levis, your quarterback. The big beef is gone in Joe Alt. There's still beef available that maybe you could get later in the draft. But I think you take one of the three day one difference makers and you take Malik Nabers. That's what I would do.
Helping out a young quarterback.
Yes.
What about a tight end? Brock Bowers
too
is
high.
Still there.
It's too high for Brock Bowers. It's too high for Brock Bowers. It's way too
high.
I'm
with
Bowers.
You. Malik Nabers. Let's go Malik Nabers to the Titans at seven. The Atlanta Falcons are on the clock, eighth overall. The Falcons have a quarterback. We just discussed the fact that the Vikings were looking because Cousins is there.
Mm-hmm.
He has a lot of offensive help, a lot of firepower.
A lot of weapons.
Eighth overall, is this where we see the first defensive player? Is that what we would do if we were running the Falcons?
Yes.
Will we go defense?
I take Dallas Turner. I take the best defensive player in the draft. I run to Dallas Turner and I say, you, sir, are an Atlanta Falcon. Congratulations.
I'm not going to argue this. I think it's crazy that the first defensive player goes off the board.
I know.
At nine?
Yeah.
Or at eight with the Falcons. I think that's wild.
Yeah.
So, Dallas Turner, he's the best defensive player, and Atlanta needs help on the defensive side. That's where you go. And you can't pass up the great edge rushers, especially when you're a team that should put up some points.
Yeah, you need defense.
So you're going to need someone in the fourth quarter. You're holding on to a lead.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I like that pick. The Chicago Bears at nine.
Okay, here
we go. And it seems like this is all falling in place for us as the Chicago Bears to kind of select exactly who we wanted going into this process.
So, Roma Dunze still on the board, right? Jared Verse still on the board. J.C. Latham still on the board.
Brock Bowers
still on the board. Olufoshanu still on the board. A lot of guys on the board. If I'm Ryan Poles.
Oh, he's getting the phone again.
I'm just staring at it, just saying, come on.
Come on. Saints?
Hello?
Broncos, what do you want?
Mr. Raider, hi. How are you?
Hi, it's Al Davis.
It's the ghost of Al Davis.
Hi.
Al Davis wants to move.
It's Al Davis from the grave.
You want to move up? For what? What you giving me? A pick swap? Next year's second? This year's fourth. No, thank you.
Click. I don't think there's anyone click. There. I click. Think you stay.
I hang up. I stay. I take Roma Dunze. I'm the Bears.
I want Roma Dunze.
I want Roma Dunze. I take Roma Dunze. I give Caleb Williams not only DJJ Moore, not only Keenan Allen,
yeah,
not only Cole Kmet, not only Swift in the backfield, but I also give him Roma Dunze and have three options to help this quarterback solidify his legacy as a rookie season for the Bears, putting up numbers for the Bears. This is already going into the season a top 10 defense from last year.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to take Jared Verse that high. Like, I think you can still get guys later in the draft. I'm going to be sitting on my hands until the third round now, but I'm going to take Roma Dunze.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue this. We take the best player available, yeah. And I think that player is a wide receiver. It makes all the sense in the world. Bears take Roma Dunze. And finally, to wrap up this mock draft, 10th overall, the New York Jets.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
Who do the Jets take?
I've seen a lot of this. I think the Jets take Brock Bowers at 10. I think Brock Bowers is perfect for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
He's going to catch everything you throw to him. See, the guys already had the Bears already have.
He's a mismatch nightmare. Yeah. I think it makes a lot of sense.
The Bears already have a guy kind of like that. Obviously, he doesn't play tight end, but in Keenan Allen, who's going to win all those short throws, those intermediate throws. Like, he's going to be the guy for that. So I don't think the Bears need Brock Bowers, but Brock Bowers will be a main target for Aaron Rodgers. And I think that will be perfect for the Jets.
Let's put it in. Brock Bowers to the Jets. So there you go. There's our top 10 picks. Mock 1.0 from Black and Abdal.
Are we going to do a 2.0 or is this just it?
We've got shows next week.
Okay.
We got shows next week.
Who knows?
So make sure you like and subscribe to the channel and leave a comment below. What do you think of our mock draft?
Anybody calling? Anybody want the?
Let's move on to this. I wanted to mention this from earlier in the week. CJ Stroud threw out the first pitch at an Astros game,
okay,
a baseball game, but he was warming up on the field beforehand. I want you to take a look at the throwing motion from quarterback CJ Stroud. Take a look at this video, Abdallah. Here's CJ Stroud warming up before he threw out the first pitch at an Astros game. This is a professional quarterback throwing a baseball like that. Sir, your thoughts? Can you believe that?
I mean, listen, I'm
like, who throws like that?
I'm a very unathletic person. I can throw a baseball.
He's not being serious with that, right?
Like, I know how to throw a baseball. Like, was he just playing? Is that just the soft toss? Is that just the catch? And that's
now CJ Stroud is known for warming up for football games. Like, he'll bring a basketball out on the football field.
I mean, I could see maybe he does all kinds of different basketball because it's just so big.
Yeah, I don't get. I saw that video where you're throwing out the first pitch.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's not great.
What?
That's not great.
I hope our quarterback doesn't look like that when he throws a baseball.
We'll find out. Next week, if the Cubs or White Sox are at home Saturday or Sunday, whatever it is, he's going to be out there.
It will be.
It's going to be great.
It will be fantastic. Hopefully Caleb Williams doesn't look like that. And let's wrap up this episode of After Hours with YouTube comments. That's right. We go to the comments section and we want to talk to you.
Satisfied customers.
Let's read some of the comments. Let's start off with this. We asked for you to roast us in the comments. We had a previous video with our opinions.
Okay.
And it says, roast us in the comments. Funny, because I watched this looking at Adam's eyes, wondering how roasted he was.
That's mean. I don't smoke weed.
Were you roasted in the video that we recorded?
No, not today.
When was the last time you smoked?
The last time I smoked weed?
Yeah.
Man, back when a dime bag cost a dime.
The last time you were high.
Oh, well, that's different. You said
last time you smoked
you
weed.
You said smoked marijuana. Weed. The last time I smoked weed, it's been at least a year. Edibles different. Edibles are different.
Lame.
Edibles are different. Smoked weed, it's been like a year.
All right. On to the next comments. We go to
me lame.
Yeah, lame. And we appreciate, who was that? Aaron with the last comment.
Thanks.
We go to Mitchie. Mitchie says, the boys are back to the Comedy Central background. Waiting for a tight five from Adam. after the other Adam is done. This was from our Adam Amin video.
Okay.
And then someone else responded, don't get him started on soup.
Wow. I've got fire takes on soup and what is and isn't soup. Cereal's a soup because it's in liquid, all that kind of stuff. But do you want a type five joke real quick?
Yeah. Do you have a set you're working on?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Type five. What do you have?
All right. So here's a joke I've been working on. You know, I was under the impression.
That's how you're starting the joke?
Yeah. I was under the impression that Dalmatians were fake.
Okay. Now you're ripping on Charles Darwin.
Until I was like 13 years old.
That's stolen material.
I thought it was a Disney thing. I didn't think Dalmatians were real. And then I saw one
Charlie,
in the
Charlie, come
wild.
Walk on camera. He's stealing your material. Watch out for the cables wild. Here. Charlie Bevins is here producing the show. Come on in between us. Charlie, he just stole your material.
That's not cool, man. And I feel like the other part is not only were you stealing it, you were repurposing it as a bad joke. And
no, it's a good joke. It's a good joke. It's a good bit. I like the bit. And now it's on YouTube.
It's unbelievable. It's stolen material. Thank you, Charlie. Watch out for the cables.
Thanks, Charlie.
A lot of cables.
Appreciate it.
All right.
I only did that because I knew Charlie was here. See, that's the beauty of this.
Charlie is a stand-up comedian with great material, and you're stealing his bit.
And that's a great joke that he does.
Tight five. I'm trying to think of what I would lead off with a tight five.
Oh, what's the deal with hair stuff?
With hair stuff.
That's what you would say.
Hair stuff?
Yeah, you've got
I would
a lot
start
of
with hair stuff. That's what you think I would start yeah, with?
You've got thoughts on
the
hair stuff.
The hell are you talking about? I don't know what I would start with.
Well, you have to. You got to start with something.
Traffic really bothers me.
Okay. Next. Next comment.
All right. Next comment. We go to Peters, who says, so awkward when you guys holding mics. Just do the channel podcast style like Mike Golic Jr., who is doing it on the previous podcast. Golic had a mic stationed in front of him.
He's got like a full setup. He's got a full setup in front of him like this.
The whole DraftKings set there
for
the
Golic
Gojo and Golic show.
Come back here.
But yes, we're holding the mics.
Hold this microphone up to me like this. Does that...
That doesn't make it look
better. Is that
better?
If we had people come in and just hold the mics for us, is this better? Does this satisfy you, Peters? Is this with Peters 188 or whatever your name is? Is this okay? Can we use... We don't have mic stands because we use Charlie's mic arm. What if we got fake mic stands or mic stands that looked like arms like this? Would this be okay?
No.
Okay. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie. Watch out for the cables. Yes.
What about above like this?
Like you're a ring announcer?
Like I'm a ring announcer. Does that work?
Listen, it's the best that we have right now.
This is great. What's wrong with this?
There's nothing to complain, but we appreciate your feedback.
Yeah.
Leave a comment on the videos and maybe your comment will be featured on the next episode. Of After Hours. Download the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. You can also like and subscribe to this channel. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for watching.
What's the deal with Dalmatians?
I can't stand traffic.